I'm Andy Dernan on Richmond's News Weather and Traffic Station, News Radio 1140 WRVA and 98.5 FM.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move
it. I used to like to move. The last one almost killed me, 705. Jimmy Barringer on News Radio 1140 WRVA 98.5 FM. And this is even when I had help from a very reputable moving company. No surprises. And that's the thing you want to have, right? No surprises. Joining us to talk about Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association. Just about everybody has a horror story of a move that didn't go quite right, Scott, or ended up being a whole lot more expensive than you thought it was going to be. So as we go into moving season here, give us a couple of things we need to look for in a mover to make sure everything goes well.
Well, Jimmy, you definitely want to do your research and make sure that you're planning ahead, which is why we think May is the best month to call National Moving Month. Really the start of the moving season, give people time to do their research, look and check out the companies, try and find out who you're dealing with. Make sure it's a mover that has a physical address, especially if you can find one that's near you. You can go check them out and make sure that they actually exist and have equipment and are a real company.
Where do most of the problems arise? And hiring just a couple of guys that happen to have a truck and give you some sort of a quote, and then you hope that the job costs what they say it's going to cost?
That tends to be the biggest issue, is just making sure that you're dealing with a reputable mover. We've gone through and reviewed a lot of companies, and on our moving.org website, we have a list of some professional movers that we've checked out. We call them pro movers. These are the companies that are a step above the others, and we've gone through to make sure that these pro movers are legitimate movers, that they have the resources necessary to be able to do a good job for you.
Okay, let's also take a look at where things can potentially go wrong, even if you're doing everything right. How do we make sure that whatever price we get quoted is the price we end up paying, that we don't end up with some hidden charges?
Well, the best thing to do is to get an in-home estimate from at least three different moving companies. If you can get these folks to come into your home, look at everything that you have, they can do a much better job of making sure that they're identifying the exact items that are to be moved and giving you a real price in person. If they're trying to do it over the phone, over the internet, you're bound to forget things like up in the attic or the basement or the shed. Maybe they forget to mention the pictures hanging on the walls. It's just a lot easier and a lot better to have these professionals come into your home and do the estimate. And if you get at least three estimates in-home in writing, you can see maybe one of them is a little off from the others. So if you get one that's unusually low, then you might be worried that they're going to change the price on you later.
Okay. And bottom line here, Scott, if you do end up having a problem at the end of the day, what's the best way to deal with it?
Well, if it's one of our members, you can fill out our complaint forms on moving.org, and we will go through the process of trying to resolve that for you. If they're not one of our members, the federal government has a website called protectyourmove.gov, that's G-O-V, and they may be able to help. If it's a local move, you may have to turn to the state authorities to try and help you out.
All right. Scott, thank you. Appreciate it. Scott Michael, President.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.